If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. This is David. Welcome back behind the Velvet Rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined here with Miss Sarah Frazier.
David Yontif. David, tell me about your good friend and, of course, former housewife, Catherine Edwards, who loves our dynamic duo. That was such a great message that you shared with me.
You have a new fan, Sarah. Her name is Catherine Edwards.
Well, shout out to Catherine. I know you're listening and I love you. Thank you for taking the time to write to David and go, oh, Sarah,
I was Jay. Like, wait, she said, I was like, who? I was like, Frazier, oh, my chat with Sarah. Listen, let me tell you a few things.
Catherine's awesome. I want her to come on with us.
We love Catherine. Literally love. Like as a person, as a everything. Do you want to talk about, before we move on from Beverly Hills? I mean, we'll start with Beverly Hills and we'll do it quickly.
It's all, I mean, look, it's been, I'm not kidding you. It's been trending for one solid week on Twitter.
And Catherine would disagree with me on this statement. I have to say that like, I, that scene in Aspen with Erica, I see there's part of me that sees things her way. Part of me.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm Team EJ. I am Team EJ. I cannot wait to meet her in Hollywood. Oh my God. I got it. I thought finally the world is getting it when she went off. I'm like, it's like, I get exactly what she's saying. When she was saying to Crystal and Garcelle, she's like, guys, how do you know? Erica is a victim too. Like we're beginning to see that right in the latest court order that she did not know anything about where the money was coming from. And her point, which I completely understand now about the earrings, is why would I get the earrings? Were a gift from Tom 15 years ago. Okay. If the court finds that Tom used Girardi Keys funds to buy those, I will give them back. No problem. If that was part of Tom's salary, you know, like a stipend that he had given, and that had nothing to do with the money that he was stealing from Girardi Keys, then they're mine and I'm a victim too, and I shouldn't give them back. And then of course, Crystal goes in, but what about the victims? But what about the victims? And EJ's like, what about them? I'm a victim too. And you know what? How do you know everybody who alleges that they're a victim is a victim? I get that point. You understand you're an attorney. Once you do these lawsuits, lots of times, I'll end with this. Lots of
no,
times,
go on. I'm
people
sorry.
Come out of the woodwork to say, oh, I was a victim too. Now, I want to be really clear because people are going to go, fuck you, Sarah.
Yes, they are. You know, go on.
Yeah, now it's empathize with the victims. 100%. Look, Tom, I would bet money, okay, and my credibility. Tom is a fucking shyster. You know, he stole money. There are absolute real victims that never got there. I mean, Nicolas Cage's ex-girlfriend is one of them. You know, who will tell you, I mean, not that that means anything, like, who cares? She's no more credible than anybody else. But anyway, there are real victims. Okay. And that is where Erica fails to just simply acknowledge. But I get what Erica is saying to Crystal and Garcelle. They're just like, what about the victims? What about the victims? And Erica's like, okay, let's make sure the victims are who they say they are. And she's like, I can't pull one over on the courts. I mean, I do get it. Her delivery is terrible. But the message to me, I think, is right.
Okay. Now, well, first of all, I never said I was as Team EJ as you did. However, I do look. I'm.
It's say
not.
It, say it.
No, it's not. It's not like this episode changed everything. But no, look, all I'm saying is I like to see all sides of everything, and I get. Look, that, you know, if you're coming at me over and over and over, You know, I get it. I get what she's saying, right? Like, you have to persevere and exist and protect your life. You know, you can't roll over and die, right? Like, yes, her delivery is horrible.
Horrible.
I see what you're saying. I mean, I kind of had the same reaction as Garcelle of like, you know, what do you mean you're not sure if there's any victims? Like, huh? I did kind of have that reaction, but I understand the, like, you know, right, the courts are going to work this out and, like, basically fuck you. Look, if you were coming at me asking for answers, I would be like, mind your own fucking business. This is between me and the courts. Like, stay the fuck out of it. So that's where I started to get like, okay. And look, she's a survivor. She's surviving. So I don't know. You know what happens when I start to see someone get ganged up on. It's like I start to have a like, huh. That's all I'm saying. So I'm giving you an inch. That is it.
Well, and I just think at this point, look, Garcelle and Sutton are like the greatest, you know, greatest additions to RHOBH ever. I mean, they're so good. But this past episode, it's getting to be like a little much with Garcelle. I think it's like, okay, Garcelle, like you need a new, you know, it's now it does seem, and I know this is edited this way, but I mean, it seems like Garcelle has something out for Erica. And it almost is like this thing. I don't like the way it is where it's like, Garcelle will say, I don't really like you. I've unfollowed you. I mean, we don't have to be friends. And then the next minute they're buddy, buddy. And then the next minute she's like, Erica, come over here. I don't want to trash you, you know, behind your back. It's just like getting to the point of, okay, we know you're on a crusade here or whatever to bring Erica down. But like, is anyone else getting tired of it? I mean, I love Garcelle and Sutton, but it's like a little much. I don't
know. It's gonna, and next season, it's not just going to be those two on the night. It's going to change. I also think that Erica, to me, has the same, which I find comical, reaction as Sutton. When someone comes after Erica, they're like, come here. I just don't want to talk about behind your back. I'm going to say it to your face. She's like, okay. Like, to me, Erica and Sutton do have that, like, you know, Sutton, like, okay, wait, what now? What do you want to say to me now? Okay. So you hate me and I'm a scumbag and there's victims. Like, it's kind of comical in the same way, not that the victims are comical, but her reaction at this point is like, to me, like Sutton's of like, what more? Like, you know, you get to the point where you've heard it all. It's like, okay, I understand. I'm a scumbag. Okay. Like, look, so I'm not as team EJ as you, but this Aspen and cracking, and when Kyle was like, don't say that, I was kind of like, I'm having the exact opposite reaction than Kyle. For the first time I'm seeing like, I'm the first time I'm like, I get your anger. I get it. Look, it all comes back to whether she knew or didn't know, and I understand why people hate her. They truly, truly believe that she was a mastermind in this scheme.
There's no way.
I am a poor girl that turned rich and I will fuck everyone over. Right. And Kim D agrees with you. We do it on Patreon. You and Kim need to do an episode together because she rides. I don't know if she rides as hard for Erica as you do, but she's like she's right there with you. Right. She's like,
behind, you know,
she's like, she didn't know anything. No, she's like, she didn't know anything. Are you fucking kidding me? She knew. Look, Tom was a very old fashioned. The woman does this and the man does this. And I doubt that Tom Girardi came home and said, baby, help me with my scheme. I think he was like, I'm the man and you're the pretty mess and you will take your clothes off when I want. And I mean,
And I feel like,
that's all.
I feel like for people that don't like her, I mean, put yourself in her spot. You don't stay with someone. Well, people do, but I mean, for the most part for her, I do think she was in love with Tom. I think she was madly in love with Tom. I know the power, the money, we're all parts of it. But I mean, she was a no-name, you know, little hillbilly from, you know, the South. who gave up so much, you know, her mother, her grandmother, whatever, raises her son. She can go to Hollywood. You know, she doesn't ever get a break acting, really, some little roles here and there. She meets her knight in shining armor, you know, which, by the way, it works out for a long time. And she follows him all over the world. And she, and then he goes, okay, baby, it's about you. Like, to your point, you know, I'm sure it's, you know, she was at his beck and call, but she was in love. That was the life she wanted. She thought all this money, all this power was real because everywhere around Los Angeles, and Gloria Allred, who's been on your show, said it too. Tom was the fucking shit here in LA. I mean, everybody knew him. Everybody thought he was this high powered lawyer. He gets into every restaurant. He's got, you know, his membership at the California Club. I mean, everywhere. She's thinking all this is real. And then, like you say, that dramatic night that, you know, he sits her down, the room is dark, he flicks on the light, you know, get away from us, Tico, or whatever the dog's name is.
Tiago, please.
Tiago, get out of here, Tiago. I mean, her world is rocked, people. Her world is rocked. She got on that show because of, you know, who Tom was. I mean, you guys, like, put yourself, it's not only the money, it's the love. Imagine the love of your life realizing he's a complete fraud, and you never, who was going to question that authority? Who was, she never questioned it. Why would she? He's Aaron Brockovich's attorney. I mean, he had a whole film about him.
And it's, I mean, when she's like, look, I mean, I'm not crying for you in your 2000 square foot bungalow and all this, and you're still driving the Range, but you know, like when she says things like my life sucks and all this, I'm just saying, like, it's a big difference in a life of that. Like, you know, you realize you got yourself. So there's, yeah. Look,
and I guarantee you half of our listeners or a quarter of our listeners or whatever listening have more money than Erica. You know, Erica might make $1.5 million every year, but that's one attorney she's spending. Erica has no money. From years of thinking, I'm a millionaire, there's endless accounts. This poor,
private
this
chance.
And again, I know everyone's yelling at the podcast right now. What about the victims? Okay. Truly. And I'm not joking. And then I'll shut up and we'll move on. But I mean, there are legitimate, true victims. We saw it in the documentary. We saw people who have been waiting for a check from Girardi Keys for years. And that's disgusting and not right. But I do think that is a separate thing. And I feel like, where is the fucking anger all the time? Why aren't people picketing in front of, like, Tom Girardi's dementia home? I mean, you know, he's the asshole.
And by the way, and then we will move on, for all the people that are like, you know, like when they said Garcelle's son was attacked and the two of you are talking about Diana, you know, guess what, guys? You... be honest with yourselves. You know, like I like to say, holds up a mirror. You don't want us to sit here and talk about the victims for 45 minutes. You want us to talk about Erica fucking Jane and her patting the puss. Sorry, that's what you want to hear. So for everyone, why are we doing this? Come on, guys, just be honest with yourself at least. You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. One thing I can say about all of you listening is you guys are so passionate about the Real Housewives and everything we talk about here on a daily basis. But you guys, man, you take this stuff so seriously. The comments you leave on my Instagram, you guys get so stressed out. Team this, team that. You want this one fired. You hate this one. You love this one. You guys need to just relax. And listen, if you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. CB Distillery .com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. What I love, there's no prescription needed. It's delivered to your door. How awesome is that? I mean, seriously, these products take the edge off of life. Oh my God. And they deliver a level of chill you've never experienced. I got to tell you about the Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. Of course, you have to be 21 or older to order. Now listen, just from listening to this podcast, you can visit cbdistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. At checkout, enter Velvet for 15% off. Yep, enter Velvet for 15% off at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Now, moving along, so give most of the hate to Sarah, then give me some of the hate. It's fine. Moving on. Nicki Minaj, Garcelle.
What do you think? Oh my God, Nicki Minaj is a savage. I never want to get on Nicki's bad side.
No. Oh.
What'd you think of that?
So I guess, you know, it comes back to Garcelle on the Real. This day job that Garcy had was causing her trouble. She was worried about Erica Jayne. So I guess on the Real, which is her job, I didn't listen to what she actually said, but I guess she said stuff against Kenneth Petty, who is Nicki Minaj's husband, when it came up to like Jennifer Hughes, the woman was accusing Nicki Minaj's husband of rape back in the day, and were, you know, oversimplified. I guess Garcelle, you know, took this woman who's accusing Nicki Minaj's husband of these things aside. And I don't know, Nicki Minaj did not have nice things to say to Garcelle. Look, I mean, you stick up for your husband, right?
But
I agree with you, Sarah. It's like, first of all, Garcelle, you know, you too can't just play the victim. That's not how housewives work. There's lots of people feel bad for you, and you are a victim in a lot of circumstances. And just as much as you are, at the same time, there's a lot of people coming for you. So welcome to the game, right? And I don't want Nicki Minaj on my bad side, do you? I said the same thing you did. When I listened to this rant by Nicki Minaj, and she's like, now this Garcelle, and she's on this fucking Housewives. I mean, first of all, Nicki knows the Housewives, obviously. I'm just like, oh shit, I don't want Nicki coming for me. I don't think Garcelle's going to respond or anything.
You know, our girl, our Candy Gal, you know, Candy Gal was the only one from Potomac that did not receive a luxury gift for her bonus children. Because remember, Nicki came on, you know, Nikki's a huge Housewives fan. Huge. She was on RHOP, right? Questioning them. And then after, sent Giselle, sent Ashley, Gucci. Everybody Gucci, except for Candy Gal. Candy Gal has nothing good about Nicki Minaj to say. I don't know. You know, I mean, everybody has skeletons in their closet. So Nicki's whole thing of dragging Garcelle. But I mean, it is interesting. Like, here, do you want me to play the message or do you care?
No, play it for these people if they haven't heard it.
They wanted ratings. And the next thing that happened to them, they were canceled. And now this lady is on one of the Real Housewives talking about, leave my son alone. Don't leave comments under my son's page. Bitch, if you can't feel this, stand a motherfucker. He get the fuck out the kitchen, bitch. Do you care about my motherfucking son, bitch? Did you care about my motherfucking son, ho? I see why that white man left you, bitch. Disgusting. But I always tell this.
There you go. So she's
specifically referring to the bots or alleged bots and the attack on Jax. And she's like, right. Oh, poor Jax. What the fuck? Easy to care about my son. I mean, that's not a light, because she's Nicki's.
Well, and she says the Real head on that woman, the alleged victim. I got to look into the case. I don't know. I know our listeners probably know it better. So I don't know who Jennifer I mean, I kind of paid attention, but anyway, Nikki is basically saying they had her on and then they got canceled, and Nikki and Garcelle didn't give a shit about Nikki's family or her son when that was all going down. They were happy to have that woman on. And then,
but like, what is making Nikki do this rant now? I guess, I mean, the bots were, you know, at this point, like a month ago, you know, the alleged bots and all this, what, like, I don't understand. Is Nikki's
probably on summer vacation. Right, she's just right. Caught up. So now she decides I'm going to go off on this rant.
Right. She's like, oh, and now she cares about her son. Well, she didn't care about my son. I mean, Jesus. But like, did that sound like a happy Nikki Minaj?
I never want to be on Nikki's bad side.
And did Miss Candy Gale Dillard text Garcelle today to say, girl, just hang in there, because guess what? She don't like me either.
You know what? We got to text Candace and find out. I got to look into that story. Did you ever pay any attention? Kenneth Petty is Nikki's husband.
Yeah.
And the rape accuser is Jennifer Hoff. So
yeah.
The accuser. So was he never found guilty? I don't know. I got to go back and look.
Right. Like, I don't know. And that's the thing. So like, please forgive us. You know, like I'm not trying to know the ins and outs. Like, I don't know, but I know that there was a lawsuit against Nikki at 1.2 and dropped. And look, I mean, you protect your family, right? Speaking of Candace Dillard Bassett, Did you see the tweet where Chris Bassett is like, you know what? 6 years on a show, and I guess it's your turn eventually.
I did. What do we think that means? Because I am having a hard time buying that he hit on Giselle.
Well, I think that's exactly what it means. He's like, I've been here for 6 years, and now guess what? Now they're coming after me, and my good name is going to be smeared. I mean, Chris Samuels, and we have that, and we have, you know, it's
and of course, you know, Michael Darby. I mean, Michael Darby provided us entertainment for years, and I mean, Michael has to be going away, even though I guess apparently they buy a house together on this season, which is odd. But I've seen Ashley and Michael over the years in public, and they do have a genuine connection. Nothing would shock me. I mean, you know, even if, like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they bought a house together and she still like has sex with him. Like, she still hooks up with him, but then she does other people. Cause you know, they always have been swingers. Like, I don't know. I think anything could be down for them.
I have no interest in seeing either of them have sex. I'll be honest with you.
Ashley's hot. You don't think Ashley's hot? I think she's hot. Michael.
I don't think Ashley's as hot as you and other people think. I think Giselle is drop dead gorgeous.
I know,
and
your
I think Candace and Giselle to me physically are just drop dead gorgeous. I don't really get it with Ashley, but I there's someone else I had on. I don't know who it was. Oh, I know who it is. It's somebody coming up. That's like a major housewife name and someone that, you know, and this person was like, yeah, Ashley Darby. Let me take a peek under that hood. And I'm like, really? Okay. She's just Ashley. Like, it's not my style. She's like a little too plain for me. Like, I think Candy Gal and Giselle are my Potomac queens as far as looks, just for whatever that's.
Are you believing that Chris has hit on Giselle, that Chris tried her?
Listen, you know, say what you want about Chris. He doesn't seem like the, you know, womanizing type to me, right? Like, I don't think he's like a player. I don't get that vibe.
I don't get that vibe either. He's been on my show. Has he been on your show?
No.
I really like Chris. Chris is another one in real life. They're such nice, nice people in real life. Like, I mean, very down to earth. I don't get that. I've seen him out. I mean, he seems very into Candace. I don't get that either. So I'm not sure. Let me ask you this though. Okay. You know, throwing conspiracies, not really conspiracies out there, but I mean, if we don't see Giselle like advance in some aspect of her life this year, okay. Like there's never a man really ever. Like if she tries to create all this drama about Chris hitting on her, which no one really cares. Like, do you think they're going to keep on keeping on with Giselle?
I mean, look, we have more OGs per capita here. We've got four, right? We got the Grand Dame, Giselle. We've got Ashley and Robin. I don't think Giselle is going to be the one to go from this particular cast if that's where we go. I just don't see it.
Well, we are going to get, of course, Cynthia Bailey's ex, Peter, on our HOP. Yeah, we're getting Peter is apparently, because, you know, the rumor was that Giselle was seeing Peter. Now, to me, if like they started dating, okay, thank you. Like, I keep Giselle, but like, I'm just like, what are we going to get from Giselle? I don't know. You're the biggest team Giselle, and you think
she's listen, she's done my show twice. That makes me love her. I just don't look, I think she stirs it up, and I think she's the Kyle Richards of Potomac. I do.
No, you're right.
I think she keeps it going. I think she understands the assignment, and I don't think she's the weakest link out of this cast, that she would be the one to go.
You know, I do have to say, and you've heard this rumor too, I've heard from multiple sources. I mean, Andy loves Giselle, like loves her. So, I mean, she's kind of one of those protected, I think, a little bit by him. I mean, I think they're going to see it out as long as possible. I'm kind of getting at the point of like, okay, what else are we going to see from Giselle? Because she really doesn't ever want to put a real man that she's dating on there, because she wants to keep that, I think, private.
It's so important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. I speak from experience when I say, when you work on yourself, you start to see and feel positive changes in all areas of your life. Therapy has really given me the tools to deal with challenges as they arise. It's helped strengthen my relationships. For my therapy, I've turned to Talkspace. Getting started is the most important part. And listen, I mean, we all say it. I'm going to wait till something goes wrong to get started. Wrong. Start now. Start today. Talkspace has helped me so much. They're the number one online therapy platform. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties: anxiety, depression, relationships, and on and on and on. And you all know I'm in the Hamptons for the summer, so what I love about it is it's mental health care that meets your needs wherever you are. As a listener of this podcast, you get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use code VELVET to get $100 off your first month just for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners. That's VELVET and Talkspace.com.
She doesn't
give us much. She's like, she doesn't give us much, Giselle. You know, I mean, that's the criticism. That's the criticism against her. But you know what I am excited for? I am excited for some official friend of Sharice Jackson Jordan. She's not, these aren't cameos. She's an official friend of, we have the OG Sharice. Look, she's wanted this for so long. She's wanted to come back.
So long. I'm going to be curious what she has, because supposedly she comes for Karen and she's got a lot on Karen. And is Karen, you know, allegedly cheating on the Black Bill Gates? I mean, could you imagine?
Because Karen also, and there's one scene in the trailer where Karen stands up and screams, "Don't you fucking come for my mother." I don't know who she was talking. Did you see that? She was like,
oh, yeah.
Look, I mean, Karen was very close to her parents and she lost both of them. I mean, that's hard. So it's like, you know, it's just, that's one of those things, like, that's low. Like, now we're going low. I don't know if that was Sharice. The other rumor that I heard from a reliable source is like, Sharice is like, the girl needs some water. Like, I heard that she comes back thirstier than fuck. And that this whole thing with Karen is like one-sided. Like, Sharice came in like, I'm going to do what I'm going to have to do. Like, giving us Marlo Hampton vibes. No offense to Marlo, because she was on my show and I love her. But like, that Karen's just like, girl, I'm the grand dame. Like, this fight, do you know how I told you, like, when Kelly Dodd was in a fight with me? And I'm like, Kelly's in a fight with herself, because I have nothing against Kelly. I love Kelly. Yeah. I think Karen is just kind of like, not that she loves Sharice, but she's just like, girl, I'm not fighting with you. Like, this is one-sided. Like, I know what you're trying to do. And like, I'm not going there to give you the fucking screen time. Look, you don't fuck with a grand dame, Sarah. You just don't.
The grand dame, darling.
No, I think, listen, I hope it's a great season of Potomac. We need a great season. We're also going to meet Jacqueline Blake. We have a newbie. She's official friend of, she comes to us through Mia. So look, they're giving Mia something. They're letting her bring a friend of on. I mean, I just, you know, I have mixed feelings on Mia. I don't feel one way or another. Really?
I mean, well, you know, they're setting it up. Does Mia have cancer, really? Or are we getting another Brooks Ayers here? Was that his last name?
No, yeah.
Okay. Are we getting another Brooks situation? Because that was kind of bizarre. It was like tweeted out, I had this massive health scare. I'm receiving treatment. Then I'm like, okay, it was just a scare. I'm cured. I mean, people were like, wait a minute, you know, why, like, are you getting treatment or not? I mean, so there's going to be a lot about that. You know, they're teasing an Ashley Candace alliance, which would be crazy. You know, I mean,
against who? Giselle? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean,
what is the professor up to? I mean, where does the professor figure in all this?
Well, the professor just survived an alleged cheating scandal of her own with her man. You know, I mean,
true.
Hopefully she's going to have out what, how many wicks is her candle going to have? 8, 10, 12 wicks or something.
Listen, you are to Potomac like Kim is to New Jersey. You get so excited when Potomac comes back. Cause these are your girls.
I love these women. They are so great. They are amazing in the DC area. I love this show. I'm so thrilled that it's having such uber success. I don't know. I hope we get a little Katie Ross in the mix. I do. I want Katie.
Apparently she's making an appearance. I have a thing for her. Listen, Katie Roast, I put in the same category as Danielle Staub. Like there's something there, which look, I mean, you know, we all can benefit from some time out in life and just some recovery, but that makes me have such a soft spot for Katie.
I agree with you. I don't disagree. I think she could be like amazing. And I mean, there's something, you know, Katie's a bit of a liability because Katie will not play by the rules, right? Like Katie will say everything and that's, you know, helped her and hurt her, you know? I mean, it's
just like Staub, just like Staub.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's sad when you read between the lines. I think what's happened with Katie and her kids, I think the last time that I saw anything on social media, I think her ex-husband has full custody or something of them. I mean, I think there's a lot going on because Katie might not have any filter. I don't know. I don't know her. I don't want to speak about like her situation. No. I think you know her better, but I love what she does for reality TV. But I also think someone's mental health is like the most important thing over a television show. So but hopefully we get Katie at her best.
I love her and I have a soft spot for her. You know, the rumors also are now that, you know, the ink isn't even dry on the reunion for Atlanta. And rumor is all the girls were asked back. That's the rumor. And that, you know, now we're hearing Portia's name again, that she might, listen, I'm okay without Portia.
Really?
Tell me, now I'm going to get tons of hate like you do. I don't know, she brought a lot, I guess, but what does Portia really bring to this mix if she comes back?
Well, wait, what happened? Did Portia get married to the guy?
Not married yet. Her and Simon are together and she had her spinoff. I just don't think Portia's the one that we need. I just don't.
Who would you bring back or nobody?
I would bring back Phaedra or Claudia.
Actually, yeah, where is Phaedra? Although they might be using Phaedra for Dubai because Phaedra really brought it on Girls Trip. She, I thought, really resurrected herself. So they have to have something in the works. But I wonder if Phaedra is headed to Dubai because she has that connection.
She would fit in. I mean, look, Candy has made it very clear she's not working with Phaedra. I mean, yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I think Phaedra fits in better with Dubai and would be a great addition to Dubai and would up the ante in Dubai. And I think Taylor Armstrong has changed everything. Now, once we do it for one franchise, let's just cross over all sorts of other things. And I think the success of Girls Trip, I think Phaedra would be great in Dubai. I don't know. I mean, look, I've apologized on air before to, you know, everyone in the Atlanta cast to say, I think I was too harsh on Atlanta this season once the season's out, but like it was a good season. Certainly not the best. Like,
well, they ended with very good ratings. So they were, you know, they were down, I think 600,000 at times 500,000. And
you
know, you and I love talking ratings. That's low. Yeah. I mean, just to be fair, under 1 million for a Housewives franchise is very low. I mean, back in the day, back in the NeNe days, I mean, they were getting 2 million, 2.2, 2.1. I mean, that's huge. They're not getting that anymore.
Now,
NeNe was, I mean, one of a kind, right? So they're, but by the time the show ended, you know, She by Sheree's fashion show, I mean, they were up over a million. They were up 1.1 million, 1.2 million. So that's really good. I don't mind Portia coming back. I don't mind it. I mean,
really?
See, I don't think Portia has enough anymore to carry her own show with Simon again. Like, I don't think there's a season two there, but
But what does she have to offer Atlanta?
Well, maybe.
Getting married.
Simon get married. Maybe if she's got a new business venture, maybe more drama with her sister, with her mom. I mean, Portia does bring it. And Portia and Kenya don't get along well. There's like all this love, hate there. Same with Candy. I don't know. I mean, I think Portia stirs the pot in a way maybe they feel they need.
I mean, look, I would take her over Drew or Sanya.
Well, Drew and Sanya are apparently back.
I still think the MVP to me is Sheree. I think, by the way, speaking of when you were speaking of Katie, do you know this new thing that came out like a week ago? Meg, well, it just came out, but by the time everyone hears this week, Megan King Edmonds just got a restraining order against Jim Edmonds.
You know what? I didn't read this story. Tell me about it. But I did see the headline because people were saying, oh my God, they're still at it. What happened? What prompted that?
Well, let's see. Gets restraining order against Jim Edmonds over alleged abuse. Okay. She filed a temporary restraining order. Oh. Okay. So why? Okay. After he was allegedly abusive to her. Okay. It's adult abuse stalking. The documents are confidential to the high security level. What? Why would he did frequent and consistent verbal abuse? I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, we could get a restraining order against us. We do verbal abuse here. I mean, sources told the outlet. I mean, it's true though. Verbal abuse. I mean, all of a sudden, Edmonds rep Steve Honig. Oh, I know Steve Honig. Oh, I didn't realize. Edmonds rep Steve Honig told TMZ in response to finding the request for an order, which is completely baseless. Oh, he works with Jim. And furthermore, makes an absolute mockery of the pain suffered by the millions of women in the home. Okay, so when reached by Page Six, he declined to comment. Okay, so we don't know much, but you know what they say, stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned. I mean, those two, I want to see her back on TV. I loved having her on my podcast. She was great. She's another one. She's just like as unfiltered as they come. And, you know, she's a real just like lightning rod. People love or hate her. And, you know, they shit on her.
She's so smart. Hard. She's very smart.
Very smart. I mean, and look, she's a connection to the president. You know, she was married to his nephew for 3 minutes. I mean, she, you know, I like her. She lives by her own rules. And, you know, people shit all over her because she's a mother. She takes vacations without her children. She goes and, you know, does like volunteer work and, you know, the jungles of Peru. I mean, without her kids, and people just sit there and go, you should be home with your children. You're a fucking terrible mother. She doesn't care. I mean, I want to see her back on TV. I mean,
you know,
she was the one that was investigating Vicky. I mean, she kind of stood out there when everybody else was like, all right, Vicky, wow, Brooke seems shady. I mean, she was like going to the hospital and checking up, you know, asking if he was checked in. Like, she's kind of.
If you think about it like that, and then we have to get to this other rumor that's nabbing. Well, let's just get to this for a second.
Okay, move on.
You know, look, Rinna could stay. She could go, just to bring it full circle to Beverly Hills. But you know, we hear Kimora Simmons. I don't think Kimora is going to be Beverly Hills. I think Kimora would be great for New York. But a rumor is they're announcing the New York Roni cast at BravoCon. I don't know if we ever talked about that before. But no. At BravoCon, I think they're going to announce, like at BravoCon, they're going to say, guess what? We have a surprise. Here's the new Roni cast. And then everyone's going to come walking out, not the OG, the original, you know, the like new Roni. But let me tell you about this. You know whose name is being thrown around if Rinna goes as a replacement?
Who?
Picture this. Picture that, like, we announced that Rinna's going And people okay. say, people first celebrate. And then there's a lot of other people that are like, oh no, like, you know, that was, she was great. Imagine with 24 hours later, we announce her replacement, the one, the only, Miss Jenny McCarthy.
Oh my God. Okay. You would put this in the show notes. And I was like, what does he want to talk about Jenny McCarthy? I would love it. Yes. Yes.
Rinna brought Harry Hamlin. She would bring Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh my God. I want to see. And you know, there's so much drama between Jenny and Mark Wahlberg and Mark Wahlberg's wife. You know, they all don't get along allegedly, and Donnie as well. And you know, I mean, cause, oh yes. Hollywood royalty dynasty. I mean, Mark Wahlberg, huge producer, huge.
And Donnie and Jenny have a great Donnie. Marriage. Great marriage.
Oh my God, they're hot, they're sexy, they're in love, they're kind of corny. I mean, oh my God, I yes, yes.
Right? Yes. I mean, they know Andy.
Yes.
It didn't work out for her on The View because she was too like pop culture, and she's perfect. We wouldn't be talking about Lisa Rinna. You would never hear about Rinna again. It would be, all we would talk about is Jenny McCarthy's coming to Housewives. It would be so smart. I mean, look, this is just a rumor.
Jenny, I feel like could stir the pot too. You know, Jenny is no wildflower. Like she has been through the ringer in this business. I think she could be really good. And, you know, she caught a lot of heat. Remember when Rudy Giuliani was on The Masked Singer and she didn't walk out with Nicole Scherzinger? I mean, people like read her the riot that she was, here we go, talking politics. But, you know, I mean, she could appeal to that side of people that, you know, you should be able to do what you want, vote who you want. No one has the right to tell you what to do. I mean, she could be really, really.
And look, I think Jenny, you know, I don't think she's like desperate at all, but I think, you know, I think she's like a hustler, like Rinna, like she'll take the paycheck and she's not at Sirius anymore. And she's she's no wallflower. She's no wall. And look, she's Masked Singer. You mean to tell me she doesn't know Garcelle from The Real and the Fox family? Like she wouldn't take, you know, I don't think she would falsely stir up drama, but I think if it came for her, she would speak up. And I think she would.
And Donnie would too. I mean, can you imagine Donnie in the mix with the husbands, Mauricio?
No. This would just be like, you want to keep this franchise and elevate it and have people shut up over Rinna. Just replace her with Jenny. I think it's such a good casting.
I love. I mean, I kind of want it now.
Right. And like, we can say like Chrissy Teigen, but like Chrissy, which everyone says Teigen, but really before everyone says it's actually truly Teigen, but everyone says Teigen. So, but if you really, but she's not going to do it. So like, I'm talking about like people that she said that like, she has said, now, I mean, mind you, well, A, I don't think she needs the money. I mean, it's John Legend money. And
well,
B,
I got to tell you, I think she could, because I had read the last album that John Legend put out only sold in its first week 16,000 copies. I don't care who you are. They put up a lot of money for you. They put up. Now, John is, you know, he is beloved in Hollywood and he does have very famous friends, you know, from Oprah. I mean, people book him all the time. But I'm just going to say, I mean, what's the last hit John Legend has had?
I don't know. I'm not into, like, I don't know any of the songs. I'm stupid when it comes to John Lennon.
Okay, our listeners, I'll wait. I mean, she would be good. And I'm going to be honest. She's had some real negative things. I mean, she could really turn her career, because I guarantee she wants to be as famous as John is. She could turn her career in life. She's got her rainbow baby that she's wanted. You have that baby. You know, she had a horrible, you know, oh my God, stillbirth. It was so sad. But, you know, she was hated for all those tweets that insinuated pedophilia and what, you know, I mean.
And of course she came after Courtney Stodden.
Oh my God. And Courtney Stodden's aunt's telling her to kill herself. I mean, that was, and she was 32 or something.
Courtney was on my show here. We talked about it.
I mean, that was, look, we all make bad moves. I don't, you know, and I've been very critical of Chrissy in the past. And now I'm trying to look at people and go, look, fucker, if it were you, you'd be doing the same shit. So, but Chrissy, I could see that happening.
Her or Jenny, but something tells me that
Jenny,
like
Jenny better.
Chrissy has, me too. Chrissy has said things like, I can't do it. Like, I'm not mean like that. I agree with you. I think she would be great and put a bunch of money in, like, but I still think, like, to me, there's something about when I heard this about Jenny, I think Jenny's ripe for the picking. Like, I just think it's the right time. She and both of them, both her or Chrissy, would be sloppy fucking drunks. And I mean that in like the best way possible. They would drink. They wouldn't be desperate. They're thirsty, but they would throw down when it was time. They would be great, both of them. So those are my two. I don't know. Kimora Lee to me would have been great for New York. I mean,
oh, amazing.
She would be good for, I don't see her as much as the other two. I just don't.
And Kimora did that interview and she said, oh, I've been approached and, I'm not going to do it because I can't lie. I don't want to make things up. But I'm also going to say, Kimora has a very toxic ex, allegedly, what's his name?
Russell Simmons?
Yes. Who I believe is like currently exiled, right? In some, because there's, allegations against him. I got to go. I don't want to speak out of turn. There's a lot there. So for her to come on, I don't know, because she has kids with Russell. So it's like, I don't know. There's a lot there. Remember,
I'm putting all my money on Jenny McCarthy.
Okay. Me too. I like it.
That's who I want.
All right. Me too.
Well, look, we got to do this again.
Love you.
It's been a pleasure. Everyone could listen to At Behind Velvet Rope. And where can we find you?
At The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok and everywhere podcasts are played. Just search Sarah Fraser. Love you.
You're a legend, Sarah. Keep in touch.
Oh, you are. Please. People are going to be like, fuck off. I hate Sarah. Anyway. Yeah. Oh, well, just another week.
People hate me just as much. Trust me. They do. Right. But you know what? My friend Kelly Dodd said, keep on trucking. So there you go.
Right, thank you. All right. Bye, David.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.